And let us keep the energy that we've created from these affirmations, focusing on that beautiful body of yours. And in this brief meditation, let's see if we can get into a state of even further relaxation. So I invite you to close your eyes and relax the area around your eyes, relax your cheeks, relax your jaw, relax your entire face, relax your shoulders, your arms, your hands, relax your back, relax your chest and your abdomen. Relax your thighs, relax your knees, relax your calves and your feet. Feel your entire body completely relax. Everything is soft. There is a wonderful relaxation and softness within your body. And there is nothing to do except receive the love and the message that is coming to you from Kryon.
Is clearing really necessary? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There would be those who would say, are you kidding? Of course it's necessary. So let's just back up for those of you who perhaps need a little summary of what I'm talking about. In metaphysics, in spiritual work, in any of these energy-based works that we are talking about, that so many of you participate in who are watching this, clearing has been the way of it. And it goes like this. This planet is filled with multiple energies, and they're everywhere. And if you are going into a place that you are going to then create a sacred space for you or for others, you're going to want to clear that space. You want to clear it of the negativity or whatever. Others even say dark energy might be there. Anything that you then describe as things that don't belong in the light. So you might say that you're going to spread light around. Now this then extends to your personal space, where you walk, where you go. Perhaps there are some who say, well, I always clear the space before I go to a restaurant. You never know who's sitting in the spot I'm going to sit in before. Might have been a negative thing. I don't want any part of that, so I'm going to clear it. And then for years, as my partner has spoken of before in seminars, the clearing was needed by those who were going to prepare the space, the ballroom perhaps, for the seminar where the channeling would be, where I would be, where my partner would be, where the teaching would be, where the purity of compassion would be taught. So when I say, is clearing necessary? Is it needed even? There would be those who say, well, of course it is. Don't tell me suddenly it isn't. Well, I'm going to tell you suddenly it isn't. Not in the way that you've been doing it. And that is the difference, dear ones. This is a series of channelings that I am giving this month on the changing paradigms of metaphysics. And those paradigms change because the energy on the planet has changed. This beautiful veil that separates that which is most sacred, which you say is on the other side of the veil, and the energy that is here on the planet, that veil is thinning substantially. It's all part of this, which is the precession of the equinox, the shift, as we have said, and you can see it in society. You live in an energy that never was here before. This is not your grandfather's metaphysics. We've said that now for the last several weeks. So here I sit telling you, clearing has changed. How would it change? Oh, the ones who are linear listening to this, sit on the edge of your chair. Well, what he's about to give us is a new way of clearing. Yes and no. Why do you clear again? Okay, let's review. Because there are inappropriate energies that may be on the path before you, or where you're going to be tomorrow, or the room you're going to be in. One of the things my partner would do in the many hotel rooms he had to stay in week after week after week was to clear those rooms. After all, in some of them, you never know what would have happened before in the past. And those energies sometimes tend to stick there. I told him some time ago, you don't have to ever do that again. Instead, what you have to do before you step into that hotel room is you, by yourself, send light before you that belongs to you. Clearing often involves other substances. There's a sage, there's the aromas, there's all manner of tools that are used for clearing. And I'm telling you right now that what if this new energy puts all of that within you? Are you getting this? The thinning of the veil is producing a different light-dark quotient on the planet, where the things that are inappropriate, darker you might say, negative you might say, are not in charge anymore. They don't have the full charge that they used to, even in the energetic realm. Instead, light is winning. And in that, I have told you a metaphor that I'm going to use right now to explain this new clearing. And here is the metaphor. 35 years ago, we gave this to you. Today, we give it to you again. If you're in a darkened room and you light a match, the match then illuminates the area directly around you. But it does more than that. The dark recedes because light is active and dark is passive. There's no active darkness. There's only active light. Now, if you understand what I'm saying, is that when you have light in a dark room, the darkness simply vanishes. It has to, because light then replaces it. When you light that match, others can also see you. They can also see around them where they couldn't before. Dark does not actively then fight back to that light. And what it does instead is recede from it. Now, this is, of course, the attribute of clearing. You want to put something in the room to clear it so that the darkness recedes. What if that something is now you? 100% you. So back to my partner's new method of clearing. Before he walks into any kind of hotel room, he takes just a moment as he touches that key to the lock. And in that moment, he says, "Watch out, darkness. Here I'm coming at you. As I walk in, you have to leave. No clearing, because I am the clearing." I want you to think a moment about that phrase. I am the clearing. Can you say that? Wherever you go, I would love for you to take your power right now. No matter how long, lightworker, I know who's listening here. No matter how long you've been clearing the spaces and doing the things, healer, are you listening? You walk into your healing chamber, your room, or any place where somebody's going to sit and receive your energy, and you work on the clearing before you get there. Perhaps you're clearing them. Why don't you try something else? And it goes like this. As you walk in, I am the clearing, and you might say, you are addressing any negative dark thing in that room, and it's going to exit so fast it'll whistle past your ears like a wind as it leaves. And it leaves because you are there. How do you feel about that? This represents the new human. This represents many activities that are changing in what you would call metaphysics. Things that are beyond the reality of 3D that you often work with. Clearing is one of the big ones. There's another one coming next week. A big one. And I'm going to save that and not talk about it now. But I want you to come back with me to when we started this particular message. Is clearing needed? Yes, it is, because you want the purest of light wherever you walk, whatever you do. Especially those who are working with other individuals who come for help. In the old paradigm, they would come in, perhaps even attached with negative things. Have any of you healers started to realize that the person is almost healed before you begin because the dark things have left? They had to, because you are there. It allows light and purity to be felt so quickly with an individual that comes for help, because that individual no longer has to slog through the negativity in order to see that light that you're trying to give to them in a beautiful way. Your light eliminates fear because people can feel who you are. It's for every single light worker here, not just a healer, a light worker who would walk from place to place and people would understand and see and feel you're safe. You push a light before you, which is so grand and so beautiful, people actually want to be with you. You don't know why, they don't know why, they just enjoy your presence. I have a name for that. And in history, you can see it. It's called mastery. Review with me. The masters of this planet walked from place to place, and they had entourages and sometimes throngs of those who simply wanted to sit at their feet or walk with them wherever they were. Sometimes they didn't have to say a word. And the reason? Is they emanated light. This is the new human. Start practicing this. I encourage any of you who are doubting what I am saying at this moment about the process you might have been doing for years to try. Hold your light and understand it precedes you wherever you go, wherever you think, whatever you're going to do. Years ago, my partner stopped clearing hotel ballrooms. Because when the light workers arrived and started sitting in the chairs, all things negative disappeared. All dark things could hardly wait to get out of there. This is your legacy. This is your power. This is your majesty. Claim it. And so it is.